From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt, a disturbing new trend has emerged. In recent clashes between protesters and security forces, children have been fighting on the front lines. Following clashes in December, one out of every four protesters thrown in jail was a child. And activists say several have been killed or wounded recently by gunfire and tear gas. Child advocates claim most, if not all, of these kids live on Cairo streets. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, they see the revolution as a way to escape their isolation from society.
Every Friday, crowds of Egyptians gather in Cairo to chant slogans against their military rulers. But this small group recently tried bringing attention to a problem few protesters like to talk about, the plight of street children who take part in demonstrations. They shout that the ruling general should be ashamed for killing or jailing those kids. Rally organizer Amira Abdelhamid hands the children who show up helium-filled balloons. One is 11-year-old Ahmed Adel. He says he likes going to protests to check out what's going on. Adel admits he throws stones at the soldiers and then runs away. Abdelhamid lauds children like Adel for braving bullets, beatings, and tear gas on the front lines with other protesters. The 20-year-old university student says the children are valuable partners in the Egyptian revolution, given their speed, agility, and small size, which make it harder for security forces to stop them. She adds that it is important to recognize their contribution, which is why she and a teen acquaintance organized the rally.
I wasn't communicating the message of whether it was good or bad, because I don't know. It's bad for them, but it's good. It helps us as well in the front lines. I was just saying thank you.
She adds it's frustrating that only a few dozen people showed up at the rally. Many more demonstrated nearby against Egyptian troops for attacking female protesters last month. The photo of one veiled woman stripped down to her blue brassiere and being dragged by soldiers who kicked and beat her drew worldwide condemnation. Protester Abdelhamid says the story of an Egyptian boy who was shot by soldiers during the same series of protests drew far less attention. In this YouTube video of the incident, rescue workers try to stop the frightened teen from bleeding to death from a bullet wound in his chest. Again, protester Abdelhamid.
A lot of controversy was happened about the women's march and about that girl who was stripped. Why was she there, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think anyone would say, why were the children there?
It's a question the ruling generals are asking, however. At a recent news conference, General Adel Emara accused activists he did not name of paying children and teens to throw rocks and Molotov cocktails at security forces. The general also showed a poor quality video of a boy named Sammy confessing to his interrogator that he received the equivalent of $33 to attack the buildings. Many children's rights activists here suspect that confession was coerced. They accuse the generals of using the kids to try to discredit the pro-democracy movement and justify soldiers' use of deadly force. Lawyer Tarek El Awadi is representing 82 children arrested for taking part in last month's violent demonstrations outside the cabinet and parliament buildings. He says these street children sought shelter, food, and companionship from protesters encamped downtown. Activist Amira Abdelhamid adds the kids tell her and other protesters that they are the only Egyptians who make them feel they are important. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.